I am Lindsay Price, and I am here with the cast and director of A Box of Puppies. And so we have Billy. Billy, you have to say your last name because...
Billy Houck.
Billy Houck and...
Linnell Chavez.
Linnell.
Kelsey Kessler.
Kelsey.
Danielle Ames.
Danielle, very good. And you guys are doing Box of Puppies 4 plays, and you guys are doing 2, correct?
Yes.
So who is in which one? Who's in Constantly Incessantly All the Time? This is Danielle. Danielle is putting up her hand. So you're doing Constantly Incessantly All the Time.
Yeah.
And that means that you guys are in Diatom.
Yeah.
Very good. So let's talk first about Constantly Incessantly All the Time. What's that like?
It's awesome. Like, I don't know, it's kind of scary being like 10 minutes of just yourself. It's nice because you have all the props, so it like doesn't die down easily.
No, you have. It's sort of like a clown car of, is that, do you have like the biggest, Billy, do you have the biggest knapsack of all time?
Yes, I actually went out and got a knapsack just for this.
Right.
My daughter is going to Europe later this summer, so it's one of those, the big, you know, American tourist backpack.
Oh, that's really awesome.
That I used in high school.
No.
Kids do carry huge backpacks.
They've been carrying them since the dawn of time, I think.
A lot of that play is based on just talking to kids and asking them what was in their backpack.
But you know what? What's really interesting about that one, though, is when what really caught me when I read it is there's that aspect of it. It's the clown car bag. But then there's that twist where the little thing comes up and it talks to the little bag, and then we have the twist, right, about what's actually in the little bag. And what's that moment like for you? Like, is it real? Is it something that happens, or is it, can you relate to it?
I can't relate to it because, like, that's not you.
So how do you play it?
But I just kind of go into Ricky, what would she do? And like, she'd be like, oh no, my drug or my pills, you know, and like, not supposed to let anyone see him. And she takes it really, really seriously, even though it's like, no one's just gonna come up and search you with all your stuff.
Right. Billy, where did that come from, that twist?
Again, from talking to kids, there are an awful lot of kids on a lot of different prescription medications that are used to make them better students, and yet you're not allowed to bring them to school. Not recently, but we used to have drug sniffing dogs at our school, really. And I do know a little boy who was kicked out of his elementary school for bringing his hay fever medication to school. It's true stuff.
And you too are doing Diatom. What's that like? Diatom is a little strange trip.
No, it is so much fun.
I
think it's really awesome. In the play, we're just two friends messing around. And I really like that. That's just really simple how you think, oh, maybe it's about a Diatom. Maybe it's about them, I don't know, playing superheroes or waiting at a bus stop. But it's really not. It's just about friendship.
Have you guys read Waiting for Godot?
Yeah.
It's sort of like a very... I've always thought of it as a very lefty turny version. It's got a Waiting for Godot teen feel to it, which I really love. What inspired you about Diatom, Billy?
It's somewhere I read about these things, these Diatoms that are, they're living entities.
Yep.
They're these little one-cell beings, always growing and getting bigger, and they have these exoskeletons, but they're completely at the whim of what they're around, and so they're always being washed away or moved because they're so small they don't have any control. And I thought, well, that's exactly like being a teenager. you're being moved around by your environment. You're not in control of it, and you develop an exoskeleton just to keep yourself safe.
That's deep.
thank you.
I love it. It's a great, it's great compliments. So have you guys performed at International Thespians before?
No.
So what do you...
These kids have never been to Thespians.
No.
You have never been here before? So did you go to Hairspray last night?
Yes.
And was that like,
amazing?
Yes.
Spectacular.
My first experience at Thespians, I came and I saw, and I'll never forget, it was a version of Pirates of Penzance where there was a life-sized boat that moved, that came on stage,
that's
with
so cool.
26 pirates on it, and it had cannons firing. And I'm like, okay, this is International Thespians. What do you think, how do you think your show's gonna go? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Thrilled more than ever.
You gotta wait till Saturday, so that must be.
No.
Anticipation's really hard. Like, that's the hardest thing. It's like waiting the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to do badly at Thespian Festival. I suppose the only real, it would be bad if no one showed up to see it. But once the people show up, it's the best audience in the world because it's the only time you'll have an all theater student audience.
Very true.
To see other theater students. And the nature of it is so supportive. I mean, they applaud the lights going out. They applaud everything. They're just really nice. They're the best audience.
I agree.
And so that's why I keep coming back. It's such a great experience that you just won't get anywhere else.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Break a leg with your show.
Thank you.
And I know it's going to be great.